Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still to come, every loss and miss in Ted versus the FCC for the year.
Oh, yeah.
All 18 of them.
Nine loss minutes. And miss.
Well, yeah, the same thing.
We just call them losses.
And I F mean, up.
Right.
Screw up.
God, he is bad. The worst.
Terrible.
Tons of money and potential fines there. All the way with every miss on Ted versus the FCC. Mike, where are we going now on our end of year spectacular?
All right, it's time to hand out a silver medal here for segment of the year. It was for a previous Men's Room Top 10 that occurred several months ago there for breakup tips, I believe is what it was.
All right.
However, this is one of those segments that it wasn't so much the segment and the material itself that went so well as much as it was just kind of the secondary happening that happened there. The tangent, the grapevine, if you will, that we went down. We found a new way to score movies with this particular top 10.
Let's go back in time.
Time.
Great.
When's last time you guys went through a breakup?
20-some years
ago. This is going to shock you, but sometimes getting over that breakup is not an easy thing. But I've got tips.
The Men's Room Top 10.
That'll help.
Here's one.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 tips for moving on after a breakup. Look, breakups happen. Sure, you're sad, they're sad, we're all sad. But you might question what you contributed to this parting of the souls. Were your toenails too long? Did a stray hangnail get caught one too many times in a delicate spot? Perhaps you had enough of pink eye one too many times after being gassed while spelunking in moist caves. There's only one thing you can do to get over this devastating period in your life. Make sure you're stocked up on whiskey and cigarettes. And I guess this means your side piece can swing by any time they want to now, not just between 10 and 3. Say hi for me.
Jesus.
All right, then. Thank you, VD.
Spelunking in a moist cave.
Yeah. What did we figure out last week?
Gummy cave.
There we go. Thank you. Don't worry. All righty. So here's some tips for moving on from a breakup. And don't worry. This is
for men or women?
I think it's for everybody.
All right. I feel like there's different rules.
They start by saying, let yourself grieve. You've gone through a hard and painful change in life. Throwing strength out the window and letting yourself mourn a loss is a necessary part of it.
No!
Give yourself a few days to watch sad movies and order takeout in your pajamas to get all...
Why would you want to watch sad movies if you're already sad?
Well, the same thing why I want to sing angry music when I'm angry. You let it all out.
But I feel like that's different. Like, anger, I feel like I'm reaching a conclusion. This, like I said, it's like entrance music.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm going to go into battle of whatever it might be, so you're singing this angry stuff. But, like, if I'm sad, even look, whether I'm sad or happy, the last thing I want to do is knowingly watch a sad movie.
I think it's
maybe if you already like sad movies.
Like, so my wife would be fine with it.
Right. Like, let's just say, right. Like, I feel like that's more for chicks.
Right. Like, my wife loves to cry.
But I've done it. I've gone through a breakup and watched sad things. Sure. I still watch Maryland football.
Damn.
Wow.
You'd be better off watching all the other brothers.
Right. You're still watching the M's, Mike. You might be sad.
Damn
right.
It. Damn.
So it's like everybody's
failing me.
Everybody's got their thing.
Damn it.
I watched the goddamn United States national team last night. That was a mistake.
It just fits the mood. It helps it. It makes it more dramatic.
Okay. All right.
You know, they don't play the Benny Hill theme at the beginning of Save a Private Ryan.
God, that would just be... Oh, look, he's fighting his arm. I want you to score movies from now on. Like, guys, like, this is a really intense scene, so we're going to lighten it up with Yakety Sax.
Takes me back.
I mean, if, I don't know, but if that was playing in a Humvee and they're going out, I'm like, I would be like, this squad is sick. These guys do not care.
They're
going
to F some stuff.
Yeah. Like, right? Like, I don't know what team I just joined, but we are using everything we have. You know it's been done.
Oh, God.
I might have to watch that movie now. Just play that over the top. Like, no, baby, I got a way to make this funny.
Dang it. Okay. So here's some advice on how to get over a breakup.
All right. Back to that.
Go to therapy. This one needs no explanation. Therapy is an incredibly worthwhile investment. Even if you haven't struggled with your mental health in the past, a therapist can help you process everything that you're feeling and navigate the uncharted waters ahead in a healthy way. It's going to be a hard time, buddy.
Even reasonable people do some dumbass when they're going through a breakup.
Yeah.
Like, just don't send that text. I know it means well.
Don't send
her anything else. Like, just let it be for a minute.
Like, I literally had that moment. It's like, guys, something bad's about to roll down, and I don't know how I'm going to take it. Just so you know, this is going on.
Yeah.
They say to make a playlist. This is a rule I adopt for all of life situations. Whatever you're feeling post-breakup, there's a song out there that captures it perfectly. Add them to a playlist and put it in a car during chores to help you process your feelings. And yes, Taylor Swift's discography is a perfect place to start this.
Fire up the playlist! That's what I listen to when I'm sad, man.
Oh, man. Steve's going through it.
Yeah, you can tell. He's blasting out the
You okay, buddy? Need a hug. They say do a digital declutter. This is a tough but necessary step. The last thing that you need to when you're trying to move on is a barrage of your ex's Instagram photos in your face every time you scroll.
Okay, but what about the booby shots in the phone?
Yeah, keep those.
You're going to go back to that Rolodex, brother.
It's your
brother.
Spite. It's your revenge. Keep it for yourself.
Because you're going to use it.
Damn right.
You're going to want to have kept it at some point. Right. Like, damn it!
You're going
to
cry through it.
Yeah. Now that it's 2 years later, I remember what those boobs look like, man. Why did I delete that picture?
Damn it!
I don't think that's that crazy, though.
Like, right, like, you could follow them again, but, like, that seems...
Right.
You should do that.
I don't want to scroll through my photos and see us having a good time together.
Yeah.
Or you just don't want to see what they're doing.
Because
whether it's real or not, it's going to suck when you see it.
They say to stack your calendar. Let's pair two more classic sayings together to help you move on. Time heals all wounds, and time flies when you're having fun. Pack your calendar with anything and everything. Work meetings. Really, you start with work meetings. Network events. Happy hours with friends. Workout classes. The works. You're not doing it to keep moving as a distraction. You're investing in yourself and all the good things coming with you post-breakup. That's a lie. You're running from it.
Yes. Wipe the huge smile off your face. Try to look sad so your friends believe you.
Yeah.
What's going on? This is awesome.
I'm alone.
This is awesome.
This is awesome.
I can look at them on social media and they're not with me.
Yeah. They say to date yourself. While surrounding yourself with good people is a great way to move on, it's also important to spend some time reevaluating your wants and needs. Enter taking yourself on dates. Go see a comedy show or a new movie alone.
I'm glad I came here alone. You're hilarious.
Try a new restaurant with nothing more than the company of a journal or a good book.
Yeah, don't go to the same restaurant you went to with them. That would be really sad.
Can I get a four top? You're expecting people? No.
Post up at the bar all by yourself.
That's the way to do it.
Hey.
Go to the bar. You probably end up getting laid.
Solo tonight, Ted?
Every night.
I'm going to go see a comedy.
That's all a new F1 movie.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, man. I'm really getting through this.
The grass truly is greener, Ted.
And then I'll leave you with this last thing to do when you're going through a breakup. It's going to help you move on.
Masturbate like a rabid monkey.
So close. Get back on the horse. After you fully let yourself grieve, heal, and find yourself again, it's time to get back out there. Whether you opt for dating after finally approaching your gym crush, take the lessons learned from your previous relationship and use them to set a new standard for your future suitors. You got this.
Again, even reasonable people make poor mistakes. It's been 2 weeks. Don't run in and hit on the girl at the gym.
No. I was just saying, that's the worst advice ever. Do not talk to the girl at the gym.
Right.
Unless you know her personally. Do not make it weird at the gym for anybody.
Correct.
I've been staring at your ass for the last, but I was in a relationship.
Don't do that.
Now that we're broken up.
And also evaluate the time. This could very well be a rebound. If it is, establish that with yourself and then maybe even establish it with them. If it goes somewhere, cool.
I think that'd be the best news someone could hear. Hey, man. I'm just trying to rebound. You want to do this? Like, yeah.
Right.
No strings attached? Hell yeah.
You want to just knock this out? All right, cool.
I can hang on to moose knuckles.
Damn. That would be awesome.
Just say, girl, happen. Do you want to knock this out?
If she said that to me, I'd be like,
check, please.
Like, I'm getting flustered even thinking about it.
How much time you need?
Like, yeah.
All right, ladies, you know, that's the line
that's
that works
the
on.
Line.
That's the line that works on Ted. You want to knock this out?
Coach, why did you tell me I was in the hole? Now I'm on deck.
Oh my god.
Lock and load.
I'm telling you, man, Hollywood could benefit if I just sit there for a second and tell them how to score these moves.
Just do like alternative scores. Like, look, do you want to watch Saving Private Ryan, but you want to be in a good mood? We got to figure it out.
Ted would do so much better on those planes.
Yeah, it wouldn't be as weird, you know?
Horror movies, porn, you know.
Oh, can you imagine porn with this, Miles?
Yes. Yes.
All right, end of your spectacular. Where are we headed next?
Let's open up the vault. Go back to 2021. It is a fan favorite. It comes to us at another Color of the Year winner. Our buddy Jerry, who's out there on the peninsula. He had himself a little spat with a primate, as it were. Let's go back in time.
Damn.
Damn. Poor. What is the one animal you hope to never deal with again? 206-421-ROCK.
Start defecating.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, hola, boys.
Hola. Hey, Jerry, quick question.
Yes.
We checked into your phone a moment ago. You were talking about someone defecating and then throwing it somewhere. Were you in a zoo?
Yes. Yeah, the spider monkey was my neighbor right outside.
Okay, that's good enough.
Okay. Boom.
Ted bet it was about monkeys. I thought it was about a person. All right.
No. However, it was owned by a naval officer here at the local Beverly Naval Base. He was going through a divorce. His wife was not very happy with him. She took her anger out on his pet, spider monkey. Well, how she would do that was sexually arouse the little monkey, and then she would punish it, if you know what I mean.
She had what? What?
Say what?
Come on,
no,
man.
We don't know what you mean.
Well, she would diddle the monkey and then whap the monkey on the diddle.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yep. Is this the story that he shared with you, Mike?
Do you say this goes on in Bremerton?
This is in Port Orchard.
Oh, Port Orchard. Okay. Fair
don't
warning.
Don't do that to Bremerton.
Yeah, right.
Bremerton's like, don't brag our name.
Anybody from
this.
Port Orchard want to call and defend themselves now?
Well, the officer, he was always in uniform dress, and the wife was, she was wearing cashmere sweaters and stuff. Anyway, the monkey got loose out of this big 2x4 cage, about 6'5", lifted the entire cage up and got out one day. He had enough. He ran across our highway there on Bethel Avenue and hopped across two moving cars and got over to my very nice and gentle neighbor ladies hanging baskets. And she had a high-pitched voice also with a southern drawl, and she started screaming. The monkey started screaming. And then the monkey started defecating and throwing it at her through her kitchen window. She had enough of it. She called our local Port Orchard police, and they didn't believe it.
Did it what?
I mean, you called it. That's the story you told them. I can see them like, yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, he said, ma'am, there's no monkeys in Port Orchard, Death Sergeant. And so she got the monkeys, went into the garage. They had the door open. The monkey started throwing tools out through the window in the garage. She called the police again. They reiterated that there were no monkeys in Port Orchard. And as the glass was breaking, you know, through the garage windows. So she called me. And I was kind of a local. I was a local wrestler. We just had this hand fight drill where we tried to compete and control each other's hands.
She called you.
You use this training to try to take down a monkey? Yeah.
Get a hand fight a monkey. Yeah.
Well, we were getting ready for state tournaments and, you know, try to be very sharp on hand control.
Okay. Okay. So did you wrestle the monkey?
Yeah. So I figured I was prepared.
All right. How did your training help you?
It probably saved my life.
Okay. Well, that'd be a lesson to everybody.
So how did this go down?
Well, I looked out the back window. I saw the monkey was gone. I go, it's got to be over at Mrs. Roller's, because she called me and said, I need Jerry, I need help. And I saw the monkey over there. It was inside my neighbor's car, her son's car, eating the registration and defecating on the seats. It was a 64 Ford Fairlane, nice, fairly nice one. And her son was getting upset. Her little brother was crying. So anyway, to make a long story short, I suited up in a Marine Corps flak jacket. I put a wool cap over my head and put heavy garden gloves on, taped my wrists, and I went up to get that darn monkey.
You grabbed the monkey?
I saw the monkey across the street. I walked. I never lost eye contact. The monkey knew he was going down.
The monkey knew?
Yeah, the monkey knew. He was sitting on the hood of my neighbor's.
Like outside of a bar. He knew it was going down.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so he's staring at me and kind of doing a little hop, hop. You know how monkeys kind of squat, 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 squat.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, of course you do. So I never lost my contact. I crossed the road between moving cars, just our eyes locked. We never batted an eye. I went at it, and my heart started pounding, but I wasn't going to quit. I was committed, and I grabbed that monkey by his forearms. And then he did a reverse on me. He flipped his hands over my wrists, and now he had control of my hands.
Of course he did.
That angered me, but I was quick.
All right.
And I was young, and I reversed it. And we did that for a few minutes, back and forth. He also wondered. He knew about hand control.
Okay.
This monkey.
Yeah, he probably was a wrestler, too.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Well, I finally, you know, monkeys don't have real control of their thumbs. I finally got my thumb into his elbow, you know, in the hinge part of it. And then he couldn't reverse on me. So I had him, but then he started coming at me with his feet. His feet were climbing up to my neck, trying to get my neck. So I pushed him down. And then he came at me with his mouth, trying to bite my cheeks off and my lips. He was right in my face. But I was able to pry him off. We did this for about 10 minutes, back and forth. And finally, the cars, other people were calling in to the Port Orchard Police Department about this monkey.
Well, I guess you beat that monkey's ass, didn't you?
All right, hang on. So people are calling the cops. You've been fighting them for 10 minutes. What happens?
Well, they're complaining about me attacking a monkey. I was the bad guy. They finally, since it was a human attacking an animal, they sent the police out. This was quite a few years ago. Our local police officer didn't have air conditioning in his police car, but he did show up with his windows down. The monkey saw the uniform and thought it was like daddy. So we both let go at the same time. The monkey went around me, and then he jumped in through the police officer's window. got in there. The police rolled his window up, got out, shut the monkey into his police car, and the monkey started tearing apart the radio, you know, tore it out, went through his ticket book and was tearing tickets out. I'm at work right now. I was doing the feedback pizza thing. So we got some orders coming in Friday. But anyway, so he goes and asks Mrs. Roller if he could use the car or the phone to call this, you know, the staff or his boss. He gets on the phone. The monkey's it's trapped inside the police car. He calls his sergeant up and says, he goes, the monkey's in my car now, Sarge. And he goes, there is a monkey? So, all right, here comes, about that time, the owner's wife came over, upset, wearing a cashmere sweater. She told the police, let that monkey out. I can control that monkey. Well, that was a wrong idea. That monkey wanted her bad. So as soon as the officer opened the car door, his police car, the monkey jumped up, jumped on her shoulders, and started taking her sweater off. And the monkey had it pulled over her head. She was screaming. Monkey was screaming. Mrs. Roller was screaming. And and the officer, he was describing what was going on to the desk sergeant. And, soon more police were shown on the way. And people were pulled over on the side of the road there looking at the whole spectacle. The cashmere sweater over this lady's head. Monkey just screaming. Everybody's screaming. Well, finally, the officer himself came over, and the monkey got off his wife and just like a little baby, you know, daddy's home. And they hugged, and pretty much that was the end of the story.
And
15 years later, I was working, managing another restaurant up in Paulsboro, and I just got through telling this story to a bunch of, they didn't believe me, my employees. They just said, no, that didn't happen. Well, about 10 minutes later, the employee that heard this whole story got a call from the Paulsboro Police Department asking if we had seen a monkey running around the street. And she just turned white, looked at me. I don't know. Made a believer out of her.
Damn.
That is. Well,
I never want to go through a spider monkey attack again.
How big is a spider monkey? How many pounds is a spider monkey?
Well, they're small body. They're all legs, arms, and arms. And big, white, pearly teeth.
How many pounds?
Oh, probably 20.
Okay, a pretty decent sized animal.
How long did this entire ordeal go down between you and the monkey?
Well, our fight was just on the back of that Ford Fairlane's trunk hood.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. How long were you fighting this monkey?
About 10 minutes.
Damn.
I'd say 10 minutes.
You're right, man. They got really long arms and legs.
And yeah. Strong arms. Well,
mm-hmm. I guess that's the spider part of the monkey.
They're about 10 times per pound.
But as soon as the monkey saw her her dad, the monkey was fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The monkey was never so happy. Monkey was just petting his father.
All right. I got to ask. How did we know the monkey, like the wife was doing bad stuff to the monkey?
Well, it was right outside my bedroom window, and I could hear that monkey cooing out there. And I said, "What? I never heard that sound before." And I looked. And
you never heard a cooing monkey before?
Well, it was being pleasureized by the
one. Yeah, make a monkey coo.
The one with the cashmere sweater.
Yeah.
All right, dear man. Thank you so much.
That is the best story. That is one of the best stories I've ever heard in my life.
Everyone's chiming in. They're like, "You got to keep this end of the year spectacular."
Oh God.
Yeah. People enjoyed Jerry.
That was something.
Can you? I mean, I would love to just sit on a bar stool next to Jerry. Just like, keep going. I will pay for all the drinks.
I got real close to hanging up toward the beginning of it, right?
Because of the fact of the matter.
Yeah, I'm just like, come on. And then he just kept going, and I'm listening. I'm like, I cannot believe I'm riveted by this ridiculous goddamn story of him fighting a monkey.
It started very weird and very, very dark. But
it stayed weird, but the darkness left.
God. Yeah, but I mean, it came to a conclusion, and then you know, the chef's kiss is just, we said, so I'll never fight a spider monkey again.
Most people won't.
I got to be honest with you, man. I forgot how crazy that call was.
Yes.
I don't know that I've heard a more insane story in 20 years.
The guy owns a pizza shop.
Yeah. Like, the story just didn't end.
Yeah.
And it kept getting weirder, man.
Yes. And we met him out there. And
oh, great guy.
Yeah. Just awesome. Like, I don't
talk
know
to his daughter.
I don't know that I've ever been more excited to meet one of our callers.
You're the guy that fought the monkey.
I was like, Jerry, you better get up here on this roof and drink a shot with us.
More of our end of year spectacular coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We will drink and toast with the shot of the day coming up at 5:08 and every miss on Ted versus the FCC.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, still on the way.
Also, I know we don't have audio of it, but we got to mention the Pinky's Plumbing hole at the golf tournament.
God, man. Yeah,
and that
man.
Guy hit a hole in one standing on a toilet.
And he was the first guy to stand on the toilet, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the first guy. Yeah. So, you know, it's not fixed to the ground. It's just a loose toilet we put out there. He's like, hey, man, can I stand on this and take a shot? And we're like, you can, but please be careful. And on that hole, Ted and I were shooting everyone with the Nerf machine guns.
That
we did
hole.
Not shoot him just because his knees were already wiggling, right?
We were already worried he was going to hurt himself.
And he hits this ball. It goes, what, maybe 3 feet off the ground?
Yeah, he took a driver off a par three standing on a toilet. It was playing about 145, yeah. 147.
The roar. You could hear the roar around the golf course.
Dude, it was unbelievable.
And people were like, what happened? What happened? The word spread fast.
And that was the only hole in one of that tournament, correct?
Oh, yeah.
From a man standing on a toilet.
And the thing is that I had been going around capturing video and pictures of the entire day. You know, I'm in a golf cart, you know, making sure everybody's hydrated, everybody's got sunscreen and everything like that, everybody's taken care of, while I'm also taking video and whatnot. I end up BSing with one of our coworkers. I'm BSing with Sage over there,
all right,
near that hole, just hanging out, just kind of taking a breather. I hear Ted say, Mike, get over here and capture this real quick. Oh, shoot. Okay, my bad. I grab my stuff and I go over it. He's doing it off the toilet. All right, cool. I get the shot, and I get it as it goes over. I fancy myself have a decent cameraman, so I'm like, let's get the crowd reaction of what's going on. All of a sudden, everybody starts getting crazy, crazy hyped about it. I'm like, good shot, good shot. They get even more hyped, like, how good of a shot was this? They start losing their brains. I'm thinking, no freaking way. By God, that thing went in.
Yeah, hole. It was awesome.
It was crazy. First time I've ever seen one in person.
Yeah, me too.
We got a nice man standing on the toilet. No, that was a beautiful sunny day in June.
We really lucked out with that.
We had a great day that day.
Hell yeah, man.
So are we on to, is this the color of the year?
This is not the color of the year, Miles, but it is time to crown an award. And if you, it was mentioned earlier today, we did launch a YouTube channel earlier this year.
Yes.
If you've not checked it out yet and you hear my voice, it is youtube.com/@KISW Rock. We now live stream the show from there Monday through Friday. Every day you can actually catch the show live from there. Join in on the awesome comment section that we got going on there. And then
chat,
you can see
the chat. Get in the chat, fam.
Get to the chat. But then you also get to see awesome segments. And this is the first time that we really went kind of, it really exploded. We usually average a certain amount of viewers at any given time on this. This one went to the next level because we were covering topics of canned foods that nobody eats anymore. And Miles, you went and found one. So Tim, if you could be ready to roll it. This is the segment of the year. I call it Meat and Pork and Brains. Let's go back in time.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. So I believe it was about 3 weeks ago, I had this list of canned foods that were popular 50 years ago. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. 50 years ago, this people were eating. They didn't have microwaves. They didn't have a lot of other stuff. Food technology hadn't come along that far. So they were all popular 50 years ago.
Yep.
Now, just for the hell of it, some of the... Oh.
Who's bringing it straight out of here?
Can I get a knife?
Yeah, there's a guy over there.
So just keep in mind, we have some of the items, but some of the things that were also on the list were like SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
Right? We know what those taste like. I mean, we've had them so many times in life throughout the years. You know what it tastes like. But it's not going to be good, but it's not disgusting. It is what it is.
Right. You had Hunt's Pudding Snack Packs.
Yep. I
those were fantastic.
Those.
Right?
Couldn't bring those in. No.
Thank you, Miles. Be careful. That loaf is heavy.
It's going to roll off.
I cannot believe you've actually had one of these before.
Man, I am feeling... We weren't that poor. Maybe my mom just liked it.
Maybe.
We're going to find
out. Do you remember
out.
What it tastes like? Is there any memory of the gun? Jesus, why is it so hard to cut?
That is
to me, it was
question.
Like you got to put a little bit of country crock on it as well.
Oh, yeah.
We're just kind of...
to give it to the dog?
Eating it dry?
It looks like pumpernickel.
It
does. Doesn't mean it is. I'm just saying it looks like pumpernickel.
And I don't remember ever using... So Miles is cutting up right now canned bread. Canned ribs were also in there. Spam spread. But we're going to start with canned brown bread.
I looked for the canned ribs. I couldn't find them.
This was big in the Northeast. Now, I grew up in Maryland, which is technically the Mid-Atlantic. But my grandparents were from the Northeast and stuff. So I think maybe that's part of the reason we had it. And there was only a certain time of year we ate it.
Is it like a holiday thing? Or I mean, do you remember? And you can give me about half as much as you cut there, bro.
I mean, this is kind of a sick joke. I'd call my mom, but I don't think at this point she'd remember why we haven't. I'd have to remind her we ate it.
It smells very yeasty.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, send me a little square over, Miles.
All right.
See if it tastes like I remember it, which is not good.
It's got a very unique smell.
It's not the worst thing. I mean, it's kind of bland, and I'm very glad about that, man. Right?
Well, the problem is the can was dented, so if we're not here tomorrow, you know why.
That is a good point. That can had a major dent, man, so botulism's coming our way.
I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell we were eating it for. It had to be for something.
Even the fruit flies are flying away from it.
But also, again, this is the mid-80s. Like,
no.
My parents just like stuff out of cans.
Sure.
So canned bread, again, just big in the Northeast. It had to be a holiday thing. As I'm with you, I can't imagine why we would just
Would you make
eat
a
it.
Sandwich with that?
I wouldn't.
No, it was you just could like, use it you would to... get a piece of it, and it would just have, like, margarine spread on it, and you would eat it. Now, obviously, that doesn't taste like much at all.
Right.
But I'm sure if you put butter on it, probably you'd go like...
It would
like,
be better. Look, it's not the worst thing.
No?
It's really...
No?
It's very, very, it's very dense, but it's not the worst
well,
thing.
Well, we're going to judge everything based on what we have to eat coming up here.
And remember, this was 50 years ago that these were popular, right? So you got people, I don't know, coming back from wars, people are broke. Maybe you ate stuff out of cans, so never really gave it a second thought.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, bread was plentiful 50 years ago. Like, you could still just buy a loaf of bread. I don't know why I would buy the canned bread. Because there's nothing specifically different about this other than its density. Slightly weird taste, but again, not the worst.
Maybe if you had, like, a nuclear bunker, you put this
that in. That would make sense.
Something like that. Something where, like, if
the Red Scare. That's why people bought it.
Power goes out.
Well, and I think, too, a lot of the original stuff you had in cans were just easier, faster dinners.
Yep.
Right, because, I mean, I'm from that era of, like, you know, Hamburger Helper was God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, like, that's, you have the fast food generation and all this
was
kind of
God.
Stuff. Well, I think also...
You will kneel before the Hamburger Helper.
You also, that, you know, for me, I feel like my generation was the first generation where oftentimes, like, both parents were out of the house.
Yeah.
So, like, by the time my mom got home, she worked all day. It was like, what are we going to make quickly? All right, number two on the list, Mike, we're going to go with the canned mac and cheese.
All right.
Chef Boyardee had one. Remember, his name, I wanted to say, was Boyardee.
Boyardee.
Yeah. But they thought it was too kind of Italian-sounding or whatever.
Oh,
so
well,
they
yeah, you don't
it
want
Boyardee.
It to sound authentic if you're giving people Italian food. Yeah.
Well, we've done that before, though. Remember, there was Olympics in an Italian town, city years ago, and they kind of changed the name.
Because we kept mispronouncing it. What was it?
They were like, was it Torino? Or
It was Torino, but I guess it's not Torino, but everyone kept saying Torino. So, like, F it, man, just call it Torino.
Yeah, so I think they were just like, hey, let's just make it a little bit easier for English-speaking people, a.k.a. Americans.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to try the canned mac and cheese, which, to be fair, just looks like mac and cheese. It just happens to be in a can.
Yeah, I think I've got to looking forward to trying
it. It's cold.
This
it's fine. It's
yeah,
fine.
Again, I'm sure it would be better if we heated it up, but we didn't.
It's a loose fine, but
okay,
it's,
Mike,
it's
here
fine.
You go.
Oh, God.
Would you eat it drunk?
Yeah. Yeah,
all
of
right.
course.
To me, that's the bottom line sometimes, right? Are you going to eat it drunk?
Not
Miles,
so bad
do you think?
I wouldn't eat it drunk. I mean, it's a little salty, but it's what I expect.
You know, no. See, no. I would buy the stuff that you... Because eat up in the microwave.
Give me a fork.
Need a fork?
Yeah.
We're not that guy.
Yeah, I don't mind, Mike. We could share.
We share, bud.
Yeah. I'm sure whatever's in this will kill anything, diseases you could have passed along.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That tastes like bad cold mac and cheese.
That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
It tastes like Chef Boyardee.
Okay.
Again. Excuse me. Now I remember why you're not supposed to eat while you're on the air. Again, though.
Oh, no.
When I say we used to eat cans of Chef Boyardee just out of the can,
it was the ravioli.
We were 19 and drunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, boy.
Now, those tamales. Those are coming out looking fresh.
I don't know if that's the right word for that.
Now, they also had their own little wrap.
Boy, they are super
well, rich. That's how a tamale's made, Miles.
I know that. But it's not like a corn wrapper.
There you go.
It's a piece of plastic.
Oh, well, really?
By the way, shout out to the Hormel company. They're Hormel tamales.
Okay. So I got to take the plastic wrapper off first. I'm not eating that whole thing.
I already took it off. So.
You know, you say that now, you might bite into it and be like,
everyone, all the comments are like, dude, you want the middle piece.
Well, remember, a lot of these canned foods, too, when you take them camping and stuff, much easier to heat up over a fire or this or that. I know for Burning Man people, you could take Chef Boyardee's stuff and just leave it outside if you want. Throw, you look miserable trying that little tamale.
Because it's in my mouth, Dad.
I mean, the meat inside of it is not...
Is it meat-ish?
It... Damn.
Like, I could understand if this was heated up, it would be a little bit more pleasant.
It tastes how dog food smells.
I mean,
really?
Oh, yeah. If you heated those up, I'd put down a can of those.
Good news.
You can buy them.
You're going to have plenty.
Well, it's got that weird mint or meaty flavor to it, almost like eating like an English pie, like that minced meat.
But meat shouldn't taste meaty. It should just taste like meat. And sadly, you're right. The meat tastes meaty, but not quite like meat.
I'll give the Hormel people credit, too. That's got a little, just a tiny little zing to it. I like what they're doing here.
That's Mike, can't walk away from these boiled peanuts, is it?
I got one.
We are trying, again, folks, we're trying canned foods that were popular 50 years ago that no one eats anymore. Now up, the boiled peanuts.
Okay, now they were completely saturated in whatever juice.
But you said they're pickled, right?
I don't believe they're pickled, no. They're in a boil.
They were boiled at some point.
They smell briny. This thing was pickled.
Well, pop it in your mouth. Mike, you go first. Let's see what you think.
All right.
It does. Just try it.
Chew it. Chew it. What?
Oh, man.
How would you describe it?
That is an interesting texture.
Well, you're eating a peanut.
I get it.
With a shell on it.
God, it's so mushy in the middle.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
This is really bad.
Do you have napkins over there to spit it out? Give him a couple napkins or something.
This is worse than any goddamn thing else we've eaten.
This is pretty bad.
Wow. All right. Strong feelings on the canned boiled peanut.
Oh, God.
That was nasty.
It's about to get worse.
Well, all right.
Absolutely nasty.
Just for the record.
Did you try one, Ted?
The boiled peanut?
Yeah.
Get in on that boiled peanut, Ted.
Yeah, come on. Well, I'm running the segment.
No, we got you.
Wait.
We totally got you.
Go ahead, you pop that back.
Yeah, hold on.
Any fun facts about boiled peanuts?
You got a hold music? It's your chance, buddy.
All right.
What you been waiting for? God, that's terrible.
God.
Ugh. God damn. I thought
that. And it's still.
Get him the can.
That's awful. That's bad.
That's really bad. I told you, man. They pickled them and put like some sort of a pepper in there. It's like a pepper and garlic. It's like whatever vegetable medley they pickle, dude.
It tastes like an olive.
Who the hell sees that and goes, yeah, I'm in?
Wow. All right. I've been trying to defend these canned foods, people like 50 years ago. That one's tough.
That was bad.
And I don't know why you would put boiled peanuts. Because when you boil them, you strain them.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. And they were soaked in that juice.
Saturated.
Ugh.
Yeah, because the ones I had before were dry.
Yeah.
They've been boiled and then they were dry now.
But you get them in a paper bag and they got dry seasoning on them.
Yeah.
Now, last on the list, I don't know. Do we
People keep telling us to take the shells off. That's not how you eat boiled peanuts.
No, that's not boiled peanuts. Are not.
That's why they boil.
The whole point. That's how you do it.
All right. The last one on the list.
Oh, no.
You ready for this?
I don't know. I don't know that we have to do it.
Yeah, we do.
Why?
Just give it a try.
So this is canned pork brains with milk gravy.
Jesus Christ.
Now, this is from a company called... Miles, what is the brand?
We hate you.
Rose,
as in like Rose.
I mean, that looks like they haven't updated their label since the 30s.
What's the point?
I don't know. This is awful.
Pork brains, milk, less than 2% water, cornstarch, salt, and sodium nitrate.
Well, to the credit, pork brains is the main ingredient.
It doesn't say how you're supposed to cook them.
We
do have crackers.
Cool. That'll make all the difference.
Well, you're supposed to serve them on a cracker.
Are you sure?
Here, pour it in there.
No, God, no.
Pour it in there.
Why?
Because then I'll grab the crackers. We'll take a dip.
No, the cracker's right here.
You have the crackers.
Yeah, I got the crackers.
I really think it's a bad idea.
I do, too.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. It looks like tuna.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, man. Jesus, God.
All right.
We only have one trash can.
I don't know.
It looks like cat food.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God is right.
I don't know about this one.
Jesus. Jesus.
What is
it? Now, Mike has spilled the top.
Oh, no.
And there is pork brains all over the...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right, put it in the bowl. Put it in the bowl.
Oh, no. No, I'm going to scoop it out.
Oh, no. Okay.
I really don't know.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is bad.
Man.
You got pork brains on you, man.
In a milky broth.
Oh my God!
I can't even look at it.
Yeah,
folks, I'm telling you, just the idea of even looking at that.
Where's the trash?
All right, I got the
I'm just gonna chew. So I tell my kid, just chew, and just swallow.
I don't know.
All right.
Oh no, he got. Oh, Steve's out.
You're out.
Oh God!
What does it taste like?
Like pork brains.
What do pork brains taste like?
That's got to be awful.
Yeah.
Is it? You think it's the brains or the milk?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right,
that
ready?
Was bad.
You going to try it, Mike?
Did you try this?
You got to try it, man.
You got to try it.
Go ahead.
There we go. Okay. Where's that can at?
I got it. Hang on. I'm going in.
Where's the can at?
I got it.
I'm not going to try
Miles,
it.
Miles, I have it. Hang
let,
on.
Let Mike try it
yeah,
first.
Yeah, you got it.
You
this
go second.
Is so gross.
I can't believe it's pork brains on the floor here. They would get so pissed off at us.
It's so salty.
Yeah.
Is it salty?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be able to eat this crab and keep it down.
All right, here, give me a chance. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Miles is eating it. Miles looks like he doesn't really mind it.
It's on my mustache.
Or are you just not sweating?
Oh, my God.
Trying to throw it to the back of my throat so I don't taste it. Oh, my God. It's bad.
It's
just bad.
It's stuck in your mustache,
oh
dude.
Hold on. Ted, I got some hold music for you. You can...
call me whatever they want in the comments.
This would be a funny idea.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely horrible.
Look at it, Mike. I'm not doing it. Sorry. I'll be the bitch on this one.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, that is awful.
I think you can do it.
Yeah, I drank a whole bottle of hot sauce before.
Ooh.
I put in my work. I'm just running this kitchen. I don't need half the food I serve at Slither.
Oh, my God.
Mike had it stuck in his mustache.
It's in my mustache, dude. It's like the milk is in there.
The
cream.
Oh. Did you taste it?
No. I just smelled it.
I'm telling you, I'm already half nauseous. So there you go, folks. Those foods that were canned foods.
Oh,
I got a smell of it. That were popular 50 years ago that no one eats anymore. Now
why.
We know why. But hey, the men's group say try the canned tamales.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do we?
I think we're up on a break, Mike.
Yeah, get me out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. All right.
Go for it,
Mono.
I'm just trying to move my tongue.
Pull it together, baby.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to the men's room. Now, the best part of that is
all of it.
I ordered all that stuff off Amazon.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
And four of the five things that I ordered, all right, you could not just get one, you had to get two. So, probably like a month ago, I'm going through my cabinet because I'm, stoned looking for something. I'm like, oh, God, pork brains.
You actually kept the can?
Well, I got two of each. So everything we have, like, I still have the can brand.
Why are you holding out, dude?
That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
No, I'm just like, oh, man, I guess I just put them in my cupboard.
God, yeah, man.
More of the end-of-year spectacular coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.